All right, so up to the last Mishnah in the first parak. So, you know, it's every once in a while you have a piece from the Kamarna where he sort of like pulls back the curtain and shows you like how he engages with Chazal. So, the last Mishnah you'll see the Kamarna like turns it into a tefillah, like he turns the Mishnah into a tefillah. So, Bez Hashem, we'll see this last Mishnah and then we'll start the parak beis. It's relatively simple. So let's see the last Mishnah, Mishnah Yud Ches, right? So it's on page Lamed Ches. So the last Mishnah is like this. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Oimer. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said, Ashloisha Dvarim Ha'olam Kayam Ha'olam Oimed. On three things the world stands. Al Hadin, Val Ha'emes, Val Ha'shalom. Right, because earlier on in the parak, there was a similar Mishnah, right? It's a little bit more famous. The Mishnah said, what was it? Like early on. Right, the second Mishnah was, Shimon HaTzadik would say, right, that HaShleish HaZor Ma'ilamai made, the world stands at three things, Torah, Avoida, Agimels Chasadim. Now, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is saying that the world stands in three things, Din, right, just the judgment, Emes, truth, Val Shalom, and peace. So, I mean, maybe you could say it's Machlekes. So it's... So it's interesting. The tour already. I think the tour in the first siman in Chosha Mishpat. I'm pretty sure it's the first siman in Chosha Mishpat. The tour deals with this. It's two different mishnayos. Again, you could say it's machlokes, but if they're disagreeing with each other, they should be right next to each other. It should be like, you know, Shimon HaTzadik says like this, and Shimon Gamliel says like that. You know what I'm saying? It also in Pirkei Avos is no machlokes, right? So it's not. So the answer is two different things. So the tour says. I should have looked it up, but I'm pretty sure the Torah says that it's not a disagreement. One's talking about three things that that through which the Rabbanu Shem created the world, and then three things, that's one Mishnah, the other Mishnah is talking about three things that sustain the world going forward. So I believe, I'm making a mistake, but I believe that the Mishnah in the beginning of the Masechta, which said the world stands on three things, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim, those are the things that brought the world into reality. Rabbanu Shlom was motivated to create the world because of those three things. Just like the Ovis, right? Those three things correspond to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's the beginning. Just like the beginning of the Jewish people, it's the beginning of the world with Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. Our mission is talking about what sustains the world going forward. Going forward, what sustains the world is Din, Emes, and Shalom, which is obviously related to those three as well, but that's what the Torah says. Let's see how the Kamarna touches it. You'll see that he sort of turns it into a tefillah. You'll see what I mean. So page Lamites, yeah, by Yudches. So he says the world again. The world stands on three things: Din, Emes, and Shalom. So he says Al Din, page Lamites. So he says Al Din. That's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Al Din. Shal Rosh Hashanah. Val Ha'emes.
It's a little tricky.
Confusing, yeah. There you go. That should be the most difficult part, is just finding it, hopefully. So, Al-Adin, so he says, the judgment, that's a reference, that's Shal Rosh Hashanah, that's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. Al Ha'emes, on truth, Shal Yom Kippurim, that's a reference to Yom Kippur, right? Emes, Chaysama, right? Rosh Hashanah is when Hashem writes, and Yom Kippur is the seal. Hashem's seal, Hashem's sign, is Emes. So that's Emes as a reference to Yom Kippur. And then Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and then you have what? Then you have Sukkos. Val Prises Shal Sukkos Shalem, the Sukkos, and Sukkos Shalom, right? Sukkos Shalom. So that's Shalom. So these things, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkos, is being referenced over here, Din, Emes, and Shalom. And these three things, Ha'olam Kayim. Ha'olam Kayim, the world is sustained from these three things. What does that mean? So he says, Midin, from Rosh Hashanah, which is associated with Din, Nimshach Mizaini. That's where Yitz Parnasa comes from. Haksuvim Rosh Hashanah, the Parnasa that's set from Rosh Hashanah. Parnasa is associated with the word Din. On the bottom, I don't know if you have it on the bottom, but the bottom, he quotes in different places that the word Din is associated with one's Parnasa. For example, it says Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki, the bread of my, you know, my portion. Chuki is like set amount. Right, so din is associated with parnasa. The emes from Yom Kippur, which is emes, comes chayim. Right, chayim means life, means continuing on. Right, emes means something that continues, beginning, middle, and end. Emes, emes is ongoing, emes is always. So that's a reference to life, that a person should have arichas yamim. And mishalom and peace means bani. It means one's family and children. V'rav shalom b'noich, like the pasuk says, v'rav shalom b'noich, that you should have a lot of shalom from a person's child, from a person's children. V'yismasheich bani chayim b'zayin, kol Yisrael amen. And so that's, so the Ezra, like, what's the commander doing over here? Like, what's he saying? So Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkos, and from there is bani chayim b'zayin. He's turning into a tefillah. You finish the parak of Pirkei Avos. So the Kamaran is turning the Mishnah into a tefillah slash like tzaddik geyser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim, the tzaddik decrees and Hashem listens type of thing. Where it's like the Mishnah says, the world is sustained on din, emes, and shalom. So that means that if there's a world, it means that there's din, emes, and shalom. So says the Kamaran, but din, emes, and shalom means bani chayim b'zayin. So that means if there's a world, it means the Rabbanu Shalom has to give bani chayim b'zayin to Yid. That's what the Kamaran is. That's the type of thing. Okay, fine. So that's where he finishes the parak. Okay, so let's see the beginning of the second parak. Yeah? So it's a second booklet.
Yeah?
Okay, fine. Okay, parak pays. Okay. It's a gevaldige piece over here. Let's see how he says it. So, first we'll see the Mishnah, and then we'll see how the Kamaran explains. Okay, so second paragraph. Rabbi Omer. Rabbi said, Ezi hiderach yishara sheyavar loy ha'adam. It's an interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah is, what is the path, what is the straight path, derach yishara, that a person should choose for themselves? What's the straight path that a person should choose for themselves? I mean, what type of question is that? I don't know. It says in Shulchan Aruch, whatever. the right path that a person is supposed to take. It's also difficult. Which is this? Which straight path should you take? It's right. How many straight paths are there? Right? It's just like
there's a bunch, I think.
So what does this mean? Ezu derech yishar shiver l'adam. Okay, fine. Let's see what the answer is. Kol shi teferes le'seha. So the answer is whatever the path that you the straight path that you should take is the path that is teferes. Teferes is like beautiful. That's beautiful for you. The teferes lemin adam and beautiful in other people's eyes as well. That's the simple reading. Teferes leiseha, it's beautiful, like it resonates to you. The teferes lemin adam. Again, the simple reading is, and it's teferes lei, and it's also beautiful to you from other people's perspective. In other words, like people look at you, and it's like, oh, that's gevaldik. That's what the Mishnah says.
Meaning it's.
I mean, they look at you. The simple taiches are like, it's good. Like, kolak avot. Like, wow, you're amazing. Like, teferes lemino adam, right? So, okay. So, obviously, it's difficult. What type of question? What was the question to begin with? What's the answer? All right. So the Kamaran over here. So he references a Torah from the Chayz of Lublin. So he doesn't quote the whole thing. You don't have the bottom, right? You don't have a thing. So let me read to you. You don't have this in front of you, but I'll read it to you. It's a very interesting Torah. So he says like this. Again, he asks the questions that we asked. Like, what was the question to begin with? How many straight paths are there? What type of question is this? What's the straight path? The path is, keep Torah mitzvahs. I don't know. Like, what's the question? Second of all, again, the words indicate that there's many straight paths. Which straight path should he take? What do you mean? Straight path means it's the only path. How many straight paths are there? And what's the answer? The answer is what looks good to other people. Like, what do I care about other people? Like, okay, so says the Chayz of Lin like this. Again, I'll just say it. You listen outside. So he says like this. The Be'emes Kach, the truth is like this. The Yesh Tzadikim, there's different types of Tzadikim. There's different paths. There's different ways of serving Hashem. Yesh tzaddikim, for example, he gives examples. There are some tzaddikim. Shekol yameim oiskim rak b'toras Hashem u'b'tzvila. Some tzaddikim, their inyan is to sit all day and learn and daven. V'yoshim b'tainis kol yameim, and they fast all day. This is a mahalach. There's some tzaddikim like that. V'gam yesh tzaddikim, there are other tzaddikim. Their avayd is not to fast. She'oichlem v'shoysim v'ayvdim es Hashem b'toich simcha. They eat and they drink, and their avayd is to be b'simcha. So it's a different path. Nimsa. So he says like this. So Ilu ba ish echem. If one person comes, right, v'shoyel and asks, Lam is that tzaddik oichel v'zein oichel? Why does this tzaddik eat and this tzaddik doesn't eat? Like, who's right? Who's right? So he says like this. Matzi zat tzaddik loimer. So says the Chayyim like this. It depends how these tzaddikim give a response. If you want to know if they're emes tzaddikim, then the way you know is if you ask him this question of like, why do you eat and he doesn't, or why do you fast and he eats. If you want to know whether the person's a real tzaddik, it depends on how they respond. So he gives an example. If you ask the tzaddik, that's the faster, right, the one that fasts, and you ask him like, why does your friend over there not fast? So he says like this, Matzizat tzaddik loimer. If he responds to you by saying, listen, the ikr is I'm right, which is that you're not supposed to eat, you should be fasting. And you can't serve Hashem from eating and drinking. So he says, and I'll quote psukim to you, and I'll quote chazals, that eating and drinking causes problems. Or you go the other person. And he asks the tzaddik who eats, why does the other tzaddik not eat? If he responds to you by saying, he's wrong. If you don't eat, then you're not going to be b'simcha, and he's doing the wrong thing. So he says, then neither of them are emes. Emes the ketzadikim. Avu b'emes. So what should the response be? Right? So he says like this. Kish'ayim kach, if they say such a thing, shneim einan tzadikim. Then they're not tzadikim. Rakach oimrim. What should they say? Right? So he says, Rakach oimrim. Debe'emes, kish'ashneim oimrim kach. So he says, kish'abo lishal zeh, so let's go back the positive way. Kish'abo lishal zeh tzadik. Lama ein ato oichel, v'atzadik isheni oichel. So again, so you go, let's... Now a positive way. You go to the one that fasts, and he asks, why do you fast and your friend eats? Oimer loy. So if he responds like this, how will you compare me to him? How can you compare it to him? He's able to eat. And what he accomplishes with his eating is much greater than what I could accomplish, but no, I'm not holding by him. I'm not holding by his madrega. For me, if I ate like him, I would... forget about Hashem. So for me, I have to fast. But he's like, halavai, I should be like him, right? And the same thing as well. Kishe yishla tzaddik hasheni, when you ask the other tzaddik, why do you eat and your friend fasts? So he says, v'humeshev, if he says, lamata meshevin tzaddik, how can you compare me to him? He's such an unbelievable tzaddik, he's able to fast all day, and he could physically handle it, and he could be attached to Hashem like that. I'm not holding by such a thing. So for me, I have to eat. So he says, if they responded like that, so he says, in such a case, that's a sign that they're both tzaddikim. Shekol echad oisa l'chaveira yoisa tzaddik mimenu. That each one makes the other one a bigger tzaddik than him. That's a tzaddik. So he says, this is the zepir shemishna. Eizu derech yishar sheivar loy ha'adam. In other words, you have two, there are two straight paths. There's one straight path, again, in this example, of fasting all day. That's a straight path. Nothing wrong with that. And there's another path, which is to eat with kavana, l'shem shemaim. It's another straight path. How do you know if you're taking the correct path? In other words, how do you know if the straight path that you're on is taka real, like legitimately holy, or you're making it crooked, right? So how do you know? So the answer is kol shi teferes leisa. Says Rabbi. So that now Rabbi is asking a very important question, which is how do you know that your derech and avodas Hashem is emes? How do you know? Because there's many derechim and avodas Hashem, and they're all legitimate. But how do you know that this is your straight path? So, and how do you know that you're not? How do you know it's your straight path? And how do you know that you're traveling it properly? So the answer is kol shi teferes leisa. If it's beautiful to you, in other words, number one, it has to resonate by you. If to you this feels like the way that you have to serve Hashem and it resonates well with you, aleph, beis v'teferes lemin ha'adam, and you also see the beauty in the other tzaddik's path that he's taking.
He says the one doing it.
If the path that you're taking is beautiful to you, and the path that he's taking is also beautiful in your eyes to him, like you appreciate his path as well. It's just like it's not my path, but I appreciate his path. Then it means that you're on a straight path. That's what he's saying. So take a look at how the Kamarna sort of just sums it up, but it's based on this Torah. So he says, Ezi hiderach yishar, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Marino Rav, Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchak Milublin, Pirish. So the comment, again, this idea from the tzaddik, so he explained like this, She'ein tzaddik doim l'chaveroi. Not every tzaddik is similar to everyone else. Every tzaddik has his own path. Ve'ein biryo doim l'chaveroi, the tzaddikim are not the same. Regular people are not the same. Everyone has, everyone has a straight path that's made for them. Obviously, we're all keeping the same halacha, all doing the same mitzvahs. But within Torah mitzvahs, we understand there's different paths, right? Like the example that he gave. One tzaddik is fasting, one tzaddik is eating, one tzaddik is involved with the world, one tzaddik is more aesthetic. It's different malachim. One tzaddik is more, midas hadin, one's more chesed. There's all different paths. So, and they're all straight, but how do you know that you're on your right path and you're not corrupting? So he says, v'kolechad ma'isiv mishunim, every tzaddik has a different way. Zedarka lima b'zayar, u'besaydis ha'tayra. So he gives this different examples. This tzaddik, his inyan is Kabbalah, in Pnimis HaTorah, Ubam Choshka Navshoi, in that area of Torah, his soul desires, Vizeba Gemara Paiskin, and another tzaddik, his Indian is Nigla, Gemara Paiskin. Nothing's wrong with either. Vizeba Gemilas Chesadim, another tzaddik, his Indian is not even learning so much, his Indian is Chesed. Zedarka Beprishas Vivnei Adam, this tzaddik's Indian is separating from people, Ubishmir Sadibar Bayoyser, and not talking so much, that's his Indian. Vizedarka, the next page on page Mem Gimel. Vizedarka lakashir b'nei adam. And this tzaddik's avoda is to connect with people. Uladabri imayim, and to talk to them. So they're all good. Uba atan lahazir. So the Tan is coming to warn us. Shekol echad yiloi, that every person, whatever path that you're taking in avoda Hashem, shekol echad yiloi to feris v'maisav. You have to find beauty in your path. In other words, if what you're doing feels alien to you and it doesn't feel authentic, then maybe it's not the right path. Then maybe the straight path that you're on is not your straight path. But if it's teferis mimaisif, if you have beauty and it resonates and there's a certain sort of sense of inner peace and and wholesomeness in your way, in your actions, sha'oiches is dark and you hold on to this path without letting go. In other words, like you really feel connected to it. Then fine. Then that's an indication that this is your shayrish and that's your tikkun and that's gevaldik. But you have to also make sure that you also at the same time find beauty and glory in the path that you're not taking but someone else is taking. Afal peaking teferis loy. It's teferis loy. Just like your path is beautiful to you, it should also be beautiful to you, min ha'adam, from someone else's mahalach that is going on a different path. Shekol echad oimer, everyone has to say, ani ein eroi lanoga gadoi shekazoi shunayig b'chaver. You have to say, that really my friend is like, he's taking the high road, right? He's taking the high road. I'm not holding by such a thing, right? So I have to go on my way. But it's but halavai, I should be like my friend. That type of talk. Huh?
Then you're not slacking off.
How do you know you're not slacking off?
Yeah, there was something issue. This guy is like, oh, he runs the whole day. That's not my family.
A person has to have an inner, you have to have Mashiach. Right. What I'm saying? That's what Mashiach is for, that's what good friends do. And a person has to have an inner voice. But this is just saying, like, I appreciate other malachim, and I'm machshav what other people are doing, and I have my malach, and I have to. The only one that's on my path is me, right? So if I don't go on this path, then who's going to do it? But I'm not saying with arrogance that this is the only path that exists. The point is, there's many drachim, but the derech that I'm on is the path that's for me. And adrabba, I can't rely on anyone else to do it. I have to do it myself. Quite the opposite. If a person doesn't believe in their own path, and so then they could become lazy and say, okay, listen, so I'll have other people do it. But it's not true. No one is walking on your path. You have to do it. But it doesn't mean out of arrogance of like, oh, I know the truth. There's many drachim. And really, again, he's highlighting a person should really think the opposite, that really maybe the other paths are greater. It's just I'm not holding by that, you know?
Rabbi often says, how do you know
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. So I'm looking humbly, and at someone else's avoid and saying, wow, they're doing amazing, and halavai, I should be there one day. That's the idea. So he says, Ad kan divrei kacha. That's what the tzaddik said, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. Okay, so it's an important thing to always remember. There's many different paths, but they all lead to the same place. Okay, shkaya.